Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penelope Noir, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I'm extremely excited about what we're talking about today. Who and what is our fashion moment this morning?
I don't know why I'm smiling so much. We're talking about Kate Bush.
Kate Bush, that's why you're smiling so much, because she's an absolute icon.
Yeah, it's quite interesting because when you do research on Kate Bush, lots of words come up like otherworldly, ethereal, incandescent.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a new one.
Hey? Nice.
Yeah, I think that's quite a cool description.
Yeah, she does kind of glow.
Yeah. So Kate Bush was born on the 30th of July, 1958, for people who don't know. She's actually got some really interesting things that she accomplished that I was not aware of. So she learnt piano and started writing songs at the age of 11.
Oh, wow.
And when she was scouted by Dave Gilmour of Pink Floyd at 15, she'd written over 100 songs.
Oh my goodness.
Including The Man with the Child in His Eyes.
Oh, she'd written that by that young.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy,
eh? That is nuts. Yeah.
Yeah. She wrote Wuthering Heights at 18, like after watching an Emily Bronte documentary on the BBC or something like that.
Excellent.
And she was the first female artist to top the UK charts with a self-written song.
Wow.
Crazy,
no way.
Eh?
Yeah. That is crazy. I mean, of course, she's like fantastic and stuff. I just am surprised that it took until Kate Bush to have that happen. Yeah.
Yeah. So, wow. Yeah. And of course, if people don't know the story of Wuthering Heights or that song, it's basically Cathy Earnshaw appears at Heathcliff's window as a ghost.
I mean, I know I was not like actually the original generation by any means for Kate Bush, but I still had my big Heathcliff moment when I was 17 and remember just like watching that video on loop and being like, where are all my red clothes? I don't have any red clothes. I need more going on here.
Well, interesting that you should say that, because there were two videos for that song. The first one that was the UK release, she's wearing white. Same kind of ethereal kind of I'm a ghost floating around. Same or similar dance routine. And she's wearing, like kind of a mid-calf kind of like floaty dress that's tied to the waist. And then the US version is the one where she's wearing all red.
And disappearing in the field.
Yeah.
the longest fade out in history.
Yeah. It's quite interesting, eh? And the other thing that's quite interesting about her is that she learnt dance and mime under this guy called Lindsay Kemp, who also taught Bowie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she was
really, I love that she learnt mime. Of course she did. Very Kate Bush. Not just dance. Got to learn mime as well, really. For
and
the
I
full
guess
thing.
That's kind of the thing, because she was very timid normal, like in person, but when she went on stage or when she did a video, she became another character, and that kind of like follows her fashion as well. So because she was a dancer, she wore a lot of leotards, and she kind of brought wearing leotards and jeans to the forefront.
Oh, true. Okay.
Yeah. And Aran jumpers, you know, kind of like ski jumpers, that sort of thing, leg warmers.
Nice.
And she had a pair of red, I think they were like either knee-high or thigh-high suede boots.
I can visualise them in my head,
all the time as well when she was like not on stage. But of course, when she did her videos and things like that, she had the most amazing costumes. One of them is, if you've ever watched the video for Babushka, which is pretty amazing, and it starts off with her wearing a black leotard and tights, and she's got a veil over her head, and she's dancing with a cello. And then when it goes to the chorus, she's wearing a very big, like a metal headdress, chainmail kind of bikini and a cape, and she's wearing a ginormous sword in her garter. Apparently that was inspired by the 1978 fantasy novel Raven, Sword Mistress of Chaos.
Oh yes. My gosh.
Sword Mistress of Chaos.
Yeah, and originally, up until, I think she toured again in 2014, but originally she only ever did one tour in 1979, which was called The Tour of Life, and she danced, mimed, did magic tricks.
Cool.
Had 17 costume changes.
Oh.
And when you read about the whole kind of production, like she had a she kind of created the whole thing. She had the overall kind of view of everything. There's something about she comes out of an egg that's Saturn.
Of course.
I've got to go and try and find this footage and watch it because it sounds incredible.
Speaking of footage, someone's texted in for Noel Fielding's Wuthering Heights reenactment dance being amazing.
Yeah.
I agree. Truly fantastic. Oh my God, it's brilliant.
I should also mention that one of the things that I really loved when I was a teenager was the China drum version of Wuthering Heights, which is like a punk version. But at this 1979 Tour of Life show, she had 17 costume changes.
That is just so
amazing.
Yeah, I think that's something like that is so interesting about her is, as you say, like on stage and on screen, she's so larger than life. She's such like a character, but she is like notoriously reticent about interviews and like actually even touring. As you say, she's a real introvert, which kind of comes through in her performances as well. They've got that like someone who spent a long time in books and in their head, now like finding a way to channel it out. It's so interesting how fashion is like tied in with all of that for her as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I just love, you know, like her dance is interpretive dance.
Yeah.
And you know, I think that was quite a big thing back then because I did interpretive dance when I was a kid. Like,
oh my God,
pretend you're a tree. But combined with the mime, she really brings her characters to life. And that is through the costume and how she uses her body. And it's really amazing.
It's kind of interesting because it's sort of like some of her outfits are kind of Stevie Nicks, that sort of like witchy, shawly thing, but then way more sort of English, like where Stevie is like truly San Francisco kind of grimy and, you know, 10 years earlier sort of thing. She's got this like, you know, I'm in a field. This is, I'm very much a field person here, you know.
Yeah, and I think she just pulls it off so well.
Yeah.
You know, she also kind of like wore a lot of kimonos over her leotards off stage. And one of the things that I noticed quite a lot, she used to wear kind of ginormous handkerchiefs tied around her waist. That was kind of, I mean, that is kind of like a hippie thing.
Yeah.
If you think of like the Lost Boys and Star, she wears that kind of thing. She's just, I don't know, very, I think when they describe her as otherworldly, that's really indicative of how she is. The other thing she kind of also wore was a sparkly all-in-one bodysuit, you know, even before Britney Spears and Toxic, you know, almost like she was inspired by that.
Yeah, yeah.
The 1979 tour also spawned the invention of the wireless microphone.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Go Kate.
So she was very innovative.
Totally. Mm. Also, her hair was a big deal. Grizzy's texted in saying she would put tiny plaits in her hair so it would be bush-like when she brushed it out.
Yeah, it was totally crimped. And I mean, it was an amazing colour. It was that dark reddy brown, like pre-Raphaelite kind of curls and things like that, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in the beginning, it was that kind of, I don't know why, but it reminds me of the Rocky Horror Picture Show magenta, and she had the crimped hair. But then she kind of like tamed the curls and made them kind of luscious locks eventually.
Yeah,
yeah.
Grizzy's also texted in to say that she had a life-size cut out of Kate Bush as a kid, which is pretty
awesome.
Oh my gosh!
Big shout-outs for that one. You've picked us a song this morning. Which song and why?
I've picked this song because I don't know. I really love it. It's called This Woman's Work, and in the video, it's got Percy from Blackadder as the male character, and it's quite a sad song, but it's really beautiful as well. It's kind of like learning to appreciate what you do have, I think.
Totally. Yeah. All of her songs are such like long stories in a tiny little space and time. I can't remember who it was, but I remember an author from the UK talking about how you ask anybody from their generation and in terms of like writers, and they will all tell you Kate Bush is an inspiration for their like novels and their essays and things like this, because she's just got that like literary sort of vibe to everything. Well, thank you very much, Penelope Noir.
Thanks.
For bringing us a bit of Kate Bush this morning. Let's have This Woman's Work.
Pray God you can cope.
Kate Bush. This is this woman's work. Jemima's just popped in to say what, Jemima?
Oh, well, I was just going, I just said my mum is a huge, huge fan of Kate Bush, and my middle name is Kate because of Kate Bush.
That's so good.
There we go. That's a little fact about me.
A great namesake. Thanks, Jemima. Yes. And thank you, Penelope Noir.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.